and welcome to another episode of This Freaking Kid, or That Freaking Kid. I can never remember. This Freaking Kid. This is episode 20. I am Sean, pronouns he, they.
I am Hugo, the co-host. My pronouns are, I go by a lot of pronouns. Actually, right now, I'm in between, these are my pronouns for right now. It's actually she, he, they, so I have lots,
And this is a podcast where I sit down with my kid, Hugo. I am their dad, and we talk about what's going on with Hugo. Apparently, while the cat sits on my shoulder. So, Hugo, what did you want to talk about today?
I want to try something kind of like, I think it was episode 18, where we tried to recover the lost episode. Remember that?
Where we redid a, like, D&D episode?
Yeah, where we did a D&D episode. I'm gonna grab a die.
I have one right here. Somewhere. I thought I did. Oh yeah, it's right here.
I'm also gonna grab my condition cards. Just cause there will be lots of conditions.
Because Hugo left the mic area, Hugo went to go get their condition cards because there will be lots of conditions. Use it for Pathfinder First Edition. Conditions such as flat-footed and dazzled and what have you.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna be using these two things for to do a D&D thing about one that about something I did over the weekend.
Okay.
You heard about this.
Yep.
I went to the mall and I went to a place called Immersive Escape. This is not a sponsor, but yeah. This is one of the courses. So, do you remember the lore?
I mean, I remember that you said something about it being in a escape room that was a abandoned asylum of some sort.
Okay, I'll get, so this is, so you start off in a, so you will be, first I'll say all the lore. So you're a detective, and you, you are investigating a cult, asylum, but there are lots of things you have to deal with on the way.
Okay.
So you're in a, like, a little circle of land. There is a path and a bunch of rocks blocking a boat. Where would you like to go?
So the path is going away from
the
area I'm in, and then there's a boat, but there's a bunch of rocks blocking it?
Yeah.
How big are the rocks?
Pretty big. You do not have anything to use right now. This will be But this will be your escape at the end.
Okay. Well, then I guess I will go down the path.
On the way past the path, you pass a key. But there is nothing that you can use a key for, but, because what there you could use a key for, the key doesn't work for. You see a big, so you see the cult, the huge cult asylum, but there is a metal gate blocked off by chains.
Okay. And is the key on the outside of the gate where I can get to it?
Yes, but you use the key inside the asylum.
Okay, well, I'm going to grab the key and put it in my inventory, I guess. And now I have a different cat on my shoulder. What else is around me?
There is an area you can go to the side of the asylum.
Okay, then I will go to that area on the side.
On the side, you see a rope in a statue.
Okay, is the rope tied to anything, or is it just, like, coiled up on the ground?
The rope is tied to something in the asylum.
Okay, so it's, like, going over the...
It goes, like, in a straight-up line, but if you use this rope, you would be on this, you would be on a square of... half-floating, wood.
Okay. I'm gonna examine the statue.
It's a... kind of like an angel holding, angel holding a book.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm gonna look for any moving parts on the statue.
There's no joints or anything to this statue.
Okay. Does the book come off?
No.
Okay. Is there anything written on the book?
There's one thing, but it only says dictionary.
Okay.
It says Bible. I forgot.
It says Bible. Okay. Yeah. Bible, dictionary. They're very different. I guess I will climb up the rope then.
You climb up the rope. You're on a half floating piece of wood because it's connected to the wall. There is
like a ledge.
Yeah. So you could go down, or you could examine around you on this on the top.
Yeah, I want to look around, check the wall, check the floor I'm on.
You find a couple of bricks that you can take, that seems like you can take out.
Okay, I will take those bricks out.
You find trophy number one. Good job.
Cool. I will take the trophy. I will also take one of the bricks.
You have two new items in your inventory.
Okay. Is there, anything else up here? Can I, like, go further up? Is there a way, like, I can use this to get over the gate or something?
You're past the gate.
Oh, okay. So if I climb down the rope, am I inside the gate?
If you climb back down the rope, you would be outside the gate again.
Okay. So how far of a drop is it? Could I drop and into the...
So, there is two ledges. There's one below you and one you're supposed to jump from, and the one below you.
Okay, so I'm on one.
Then there's one right there, and then there's one right there.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the next one down.
Okay.
And I'm going to examine the wall and the ledge and everything, make sure there's not anything secret.
For this one, there might be a trap, so...
Okay.
Because, 12, there is no trap, there's nothing you... If, you do something, and it's, and it rolls to a low, then there will be a condition card rolled.
Okay. There's nothing here otherwise? Nothing. Okay, then I'll go down to the next ledge.
Okay. Would you like to jump down to the floor?
Before I jump down, I would like to check to make sure there's not anything here. I like to be thorough and make sure I'm not missing anything.
Okay.
Even with the risk of traps.
So. Wait, what is that?
It is what? That's the 20.
Okay, then, yeah, there's no traps.
Okay. Then I will jump down.
Okay, you see two levers on this. You see one lever on the side of a door and another lever on the other side. And there's a chain around the door. This door, this is like a closed area. There's two doors to get in. This is the second door. And on the chain, it has a keyhole.
I'll try the key that I got outside.
It works.
Okay. Can I keep the chain?
Sure. Okay. Wait. Action to see if you can pull it off of the door.
Okay.
Like, it's loose, so when you open it. 6. Gotta have higher than 10, so.
No. Okay. I'm gonna check out these levers, see what they do.
Each lever is timed for 20 seconds, so this will be a timed challenge. So you gotta say next lever as fast as you can.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna pull a lever and then pull the next lever.
Okay. Actually, I'm just gonna roll for this.
Okay.
What is this? Blank? She's blank.
Whoa, that's weird. That is a 2, but it's wild that it's blank. Huh.
Then, you did not go fast enough.
Okay. Then this time I'm going to start at the other lever.
Yep.
I'm going to pull the lever and then pull the next lever right away.
17. Good job.
Okay.
Because if you, for this, if you failed 2 times, you would be nauseous.
Mm-hmm. Nauseated?
Yeah. So,
You feel nauseous. You are nauseated.
Yeah. You feel nauseous. So, the door opens. The first thing you see is a round table with a bunch of candles and bloody bones, and there is one bloody skull that is right in the front that glows purple.
Glows purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has 3 ancient letters on it.
Okay. What are the ancient letters? I will examine it.
The first one is an H. The second one is a U, and the next one means a G.
Okay.
So it actually spells hug. But.
Okay. I'm gonna draw an O on it.
No. No. You cannot, cause it is written with blood.
Well, there's bloody bones. I can get some of the blood from the bloody bones. And I'm gonna draw an O. So it says Hugo.
But you don't know what type of ancient, how to spell an ancient O.
No, I'm just going to bring a regular O.
that wouldn't make any sense. Just grab a pen, put, okay.
This is now Hugo's skull.
Now I am dead.
It's tiny.
Actually, it would be pretty big.
I mean, pretty big. Compared to, like, your classmates, but in the grand scheme of things, your head is considerably smaller than mine.
With a pen, you wrote an O. There is something to do with this as a puzzle, but you will not put in the O or else it won't work.
Okay. Does the skull move? Like, can I pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to take it with me.
Okay. You have a new item in your inventory.
I play these kind of point-and-click adventures. You got to pick up everything that's not nailed down.
Then the things you can also pick up the other bloody bones.
All right, then I'm getting the bones. I'm gonna make a skeleton.
There's no feet or hand pieces.
Okay, so. Well that's all right. I'll just make a Hugo without hands or feet.
And it doesn't have like ribs and stuff.
So it's just femurs and tibias. Yeah,
it's
and
just
shit.
Like these and these.
So arm and leg bones.
Yeah.
Or is it even? Or is it just arm bones?
It's just arm and leg bones.
Okay.
But no feet or hand bones.
Okay.
And obviously a skull.
Then I want to use. Oh shit! I didn't get to take the chain, because I was going to use part of the chain to connect to the bones. I mean, bone nunchucks.
Do you want to try it again?
Yes, I do, because I want to make bone nunchucks.
Okay. Ten. It's good enough.
Okay. I take some of the chain, and I'm going to connect two of the bones together and make bone chucks.
Like, tie the chains around the bones?
Yeah. Like, so it's like, you know, bone, chain, bone.
Okay.
And then I can do nunchucks. Bone chucks.
Maybe you can even make a ritual with them.
I'll make a three-part staff. Okay.
So, there is three doors. One of them is blocked off. The other one, there, and the other two are open.
Okay.
There is one on the right of one of the sides, and there's one in the middle of one of the sides. The one on the other side is locked, the locked one.
Okay.
So, which one would you like to go to?
I would like to go to the right.
Okay. This leads you to, I'm trying to remember what the area looked like. This leads you to an office.
Okay.
It has a ritual book on the desk.
Okay.
Yes, you can pick it up. There is statues that look like they can move.
Okay.
There is a locked drawer under the statues.
Okay.
And there is, I think it was like a closet over there.
Okay. Is there a drawer under each statue, or just one drawer?
It's not under the statue. It's under, no. So the three statues that can move,
uh-huh.
Those are like mini statues.
Okay.
And there's a, like, there's.
So it's on like a pedestal thing, and like all three statues are on a thing, and then there's a drawer underneath.
Yeah. So it's okay. They're on like a like a drawer that it like one of those cabinets.
Okay. And that drawer is locked.
But you gotta, so it looks like the statues have ancient letters under them that you can spin to write some, like, it's, there's three statues and you can spin them to write, to.
Okay, so I want to spin them to say hug.
In ancient language?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just saw that on the skull.
I should have given you that hint. It's too powerful. It spells it. The cabinet opens.
Okay. I'm going to use some of the blood from the bones that I have, and I'm going to just draw an O on the top of the thing so that it says Hugo again. And I'm going to go into the cabinet.
you can't go into the cabinet. It's a 2, so you don't write the O.
No, okay.
But you cannot go into
the cabinet. I mean, I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to see what's in there.
There's a key.
Okay, I will take the key.
Okay. Wait, no. Bunch of keys.
Okay.
Bunch of keys.
I will take all of the keys.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to stop now. Okay. And we're going to make a part 2 for this tomorrow, where we will pick this up.
Okay.
Okay? Hey, thanks everybody for listening. That was part 1 of Hugo's VR escape room retelling deal.
I'm trying to remember the name. Something like, I don't know, just go to the mall. It's check, just search up, immersive escape.com and just look at all the trailers until you find one that has you in an cult thing.
Cool. Before we do our outro, I do want to tell everybody about our Kickstarter. Hugo's mom and I have a game on Kickstarter right now called Dungeons and Divas. It is a forged in the dark tabletop role-playing game based on the Real Housewives and other trashy reality television shows.
Trashy?
Yeah, trashy like they're like always like nasty and stuff.
Oh.
They're always mean to each other. So yeah, so go check that out. That is running until April 15th. Hopefully it will fund, and we can make a print run. If not, we are going to put it up on itch.io, and you can buy the PDF. I love you. Thank you for listening. I have been Sean.
I've been Hugo.
Fuck the police. Protect queer kids.
Punch a Nazi.
Punch a Nazi, and Black Lives Still Matter.